In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We celebrate today the third class feast of St. Paulinus of Nola, a bishop who was a contemporary and, in fact, a correspondent with St. Ambrose, St. Jerome, who would correspond with them to kind of explore some more obscure passages of Scripture, very well esteemed in his day, a poet, a lot like with St. Ephrem we just celebrated a few days ago, and well known for his charity. And he was a wealthy man growing up, and he dispossessed himself of all of his belongings and led an eremitical life. And to the extent that even as a bishop, he even sold himself, that as different barbarians would invade the land, Campania, I believe, in Italy, and the people in his diocese, so to speak, were in want, he would sell everything that he had and also eventually sold himself into slavery. And it gets at the readings that we looked at this day in Philippians, St. Paul, at least, talking about Christ, although he was rich, became poor. How was he rich and how did he become poor? Well, of course, it's not temporal riches that we're talking about here, but elsewhere in Scripture, we hear that God is rich in mercy. God is rich in glory. And Jesus, of course, in becoming man, emptied himself infinitely in infinite condescension for our sake, so that we might become partakers of the divinity. Okay, so there's a lesson to be learned here for sure, because it's always Jesus' invitation in every age. It's an evangelical counsel for poverty to sell what you have, give to the poor. St. Thomas Aquinas will look at whether these corporal alms deeds have some spiritual effect. And of course they do. And sometimes you even hear about it. Some people say, you know, I cleaned out my attic, I cleaned out my basement, I sold all this stuff, and I feel lighter, I feel different, I feel better. And it's true that this corporal almsgiving has spiritual effects. Both, of course, by, you know, you give bread to someone, it feeds them, there's something substantial going on there, but also if we do it out of love for God and out of love for neighbor, there's a beautiful passage from the book of Sirach, and it says this, Sirach 29, verses 13 to 15, lose your money for your brother, place your treasure in the commandments of the Most High, and it shall bring you more profit than gold. Placing your treasure, basically your whole being, into the commandments, observing God's law. And then verse 15, close up alms in the heart of the poor, kind of like placing them in the heart of the poor, and shall obtain help for you from all evil. Because oftentimes you benefit someone, they pray for you. And it's a beautiful communion that's done there. Now, that's with corporal alms giving. Now, there's a deeper level of alms giving that Marian consecration plugs us into, where we give in a single offering all of our merits and satisfactions. Now, what are merits? What are satisfactions? They're the spiritual currency by which the life of Jesus Christ does good deeds in us. And there's no merit without the infinite merits of Christ, but St. Paul says that these good deeds he's prepared for you beforehand, that you might walk therein. And so it's the charity of Christ working through us that we might merit eternal life. And merits are something that are a reward given for a good deed performed, and they're incommunicable, according to St. Louis de Montfort. In other words, that your merits you can't share with another. They're the life of glory, perhaps, by God's grace in heaven that we will enjoy. And yet we give those to the Immaculate Virgin Mary in Marian consecration. Satisfactions are communicable. We can give those, so to speak. We can say that we basically, I want to pray for or do this penance for somebody else. And we also give those to the Blessed Virgin Mary as well. So so far as we give our merits to the Blessed Virgin Mary and don't appropriate them to ourselves, which is a very good spiritual move, because we have this clinging tendency, and St. Francis will point it out, that even, you know, the goods of the soul, the flesh desires to steal. You know, if you're in the chapel praying and receive a consolation of you know, tears perhaps. And soon the flesh or the desire for honor or recognition is starting to think of, you know, anyone seeing me? And things like that. So stealing the spiritual goods of the soul. Giving, the basic line is this, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. If all of our spiritual treasures with the Immaculate Virgin Mary, guess what? So also our heart is with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is exactly where we want to be, because that ushers us into this whole immaculation of becoming more and more blameless, spotless, as Ephesians would talk about, and more like transubstantiation into the Immaculate Virgin Mary, a very important spiritual concept. So part of this will go back to the first reading, which is just this, that for your sake he became poor. And Blessed John Paul II in Dives et Misericordia will talk about how Jesus became mercy deprived. He's given mercy, showing mercy to everyone in this public ministry, and precisely at the point where he's deserving of mercy, he's not given it himself. He's mercy deprived. And so we can expect something similar the more and more we grow into the likeness of the Immaculate, the more and more we grow into the likeness of Christ, of just this, of experiencing really the dregs of the cross, and but not without hope, because again, there's a great fruitfulness, fecundity in it. This life is passing, suffering is fleeting, and the glory to come is infinite. So may St. Paulinus, who fought the good fight, intercede for us, that we might dispossess ourselves of everything, be generous while we have time to do good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.